Welcome back, friends. You are listening to the Struggle Well Project podcast, the show dedicated to helping you not run away from home. Each week, I do my best to make sure that you learn something new, laugh a whole lot, and remember, you are already enough. So it's getting cold here, but I'm in Texas, so probably wherever you are, it's colder. I get it. I'm a wimp. But every year, we have our neighborhood campout. And every year, I manage to get out of it because I like looking like an outdoorsy person, but I don't actually love the outdoors. And I don't know if you can identify with this, but sleeping outside when it's 30 degrees, when you can just walk to your actual warm, cozy bed, it's really hard to make myself stay when my bed is so close. But this year, you guys, I have thought and thought, and there's no real reason for me not to go. And my husband just had surgery, and so he can't go. And so I'm doing it. I'm taking one for the team. I know it'll be a great time, and I'm pretty sure I won't die. Plus, we got a new tent, because the only tent we ever had was a two-person tent from when I worked at REI. So that's the funny thing, guys. I used to work at an outdoor store just because I love outdoor gear, and they assumed that I also loved the outdoors, which that's a correct assumption to make, but I really haven't spent much time outside. So when I worked at REI and they were like, okay, so now we need you to put up all these tents. And I was like, oh my goodness. So I had to try to pretend like I knew how to put up tents in the middle of REI around everybody who, like probably even the five-year-olds at REI knew how to put up a tent more than me. So anyway, I'm going to go face my worst fear and try to put up a tent in front of other people. Enough about that. So last week I talked to Anne, who is a therapist, and we talked about counseling. Got a lot of feedback from that. You guys really liked that show. If you didn't get a chance to listen, go ahead and head back and download episode 159. Today, I'm really excited to share with you a full entire episode with my sister, Katie. Sometimes I forget that she's not 6 years old anymore because I'm her big sister, but I love the person that she has turned into. And so this feels super special for me to let you get to know her more. So the main topic this week is identity. And Katie, and she'll let you know this, she is a new believer. And so she's kind of walking through what all does that mean? How does that change what I think about myself? And interestingly, although I consider my sister one of my very best friends, talking about what we believe has not always been easy. And I'll tell a story in the episode, but it hasn't always gone well. We've gotten frustrated with each other. And so we kind of talk through what does that look like. So anyway, I hope you love it. Okay, guys, welcome to this episode of the Struggle Well Project podcast. Still don't ever know if I'm supposed to say the podcast part, but okay. So I am here with my very favorite sister, who is also my only sister, except for my in-laws' sisters, who I also love. This just got really tricky.
This is complicated.
And we are going to talk today about identity because we are focusing on identity this month.
Well, thank you for having me on the pod.
You are so welcome. And for those of you who are our Patreon people, you know that voice.
You know that
Katie voice. Okay, so what we're going to do is talk about just identity from a bunch of different angles and also have some fun. If you're fun, don't mess this up.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow.
You're the That's only other person.
Well, I didn't know if you were talking to the people. Just this person.
Just the person, you. Okay, so go ahead and get us started.
Well, here's what I wanted to talk about. So you said we're talking about identity, figure it out. And so I got a blank piece of paper and I just was alone with my thoughts for a minute. And I said, Katie, what are you? So I put three pieces of line on the paper.
Okay, so you wanted to write down three things about who you were.
Yeah, who's Katie? I wrote down mom, wife, sister. And then I wrote down you. Those are things that are not who you are to yourself. Those are things that you are to other people.
Right.
So then the rest of the page is blank. That's it for me.
Well, I hope you guys have enjoyed this talk on identity.
Goodbye. We hope to see you next time. But then I asked you. So I did. I kept thinking. So I asked you, Emily, what are you? Three things.
And you told me, don't think about it. Just really quick.
Right. Like a lightning round. Like, give it to me real quick. Funny, critical, usually wanting cheese.
Yeah, those are my three.
And I love it. But really, you are so much more evolved than I am. Because those are actual things that you actually are.
Well, but you actually are all those other things, too. That's why identity is so hard. Like, what part are you talking about? It's such a big, abstract concept. And those make my head hurt.
Yeah, I'm not a deep thinker. So I did actually write that down about myself.
Not a deep thinker.
No, yeah. So these are the things that I am. I feel like I'm a good listener. I'm a hard worker. I'm a bad dancer. I'm a little controlling. And I'm really bad at deep thinking.
I don't think that you are really bad at deep thinking. I think you're a really good problem solver. Because whenever you listen, then you also come up with thoughtful solutions that are helpful. Because you're a helper.
I am a helper.
And you can't be a helper if you don't know how to help well. But you do help well, which means that you are problem solving. So which means you are a deep thinker. So
thank you.
You're welcome.
You have solved my whole life identity crisis.
Good. Good.
That you created.
I know, by even asking the question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know from Instagram research that I'm doing that is incredibly official because it's done on Instagram. Most everybody's like, this whole thing is so confusing to me. So I'm glad that we're talking about it, even though we may not get much of anywhere.
Great.
Great. Okay. So I wanted you to take a couple quizzes online that I found just for fun. And we'll put all these links in the show notes, guys. So if you're wondering, head to the show notes for episode 160. But so the first one was a picture quiz, and it just shows you a bunch of pictures, and then it tells you who your personality is based on that. And so what was your results from the picture quiz?
From the picture quiz, I was an archivist. Do you believe that I'm saying that correctly?
I'm proud of you. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
So what does that mean?
In search of nostalgia. You feel most comfortable with a familiar picture in your mind's eye, traditional to the core.
Do you agree with that?
I mean, I don't really understand. I don't understand how it knows anything about me based on what pictures I liked.
Okay. Well, it's so funny because what it said to me was, you're the real deal. You're in search of authenticity. You favor raw sincerity over glossy perfection. I was like, whoa. Yes.
Nailed it.
So I was pretty impressed with it.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe I just chose all the pictures of disaster. I don't know.
There were some things that I really liked about it. I love to be surprised. I like not knowing anything about anything. So I got an email from you that said, take this quiz with a link. And I just clicked it. I didn't even read what it was. And so this was the first quiz. And one of the questions was, when things go wrong, where does your mind take you? And then it's like six pictures or eight pictures. And there's just one of an explosion. Out loud. Because I feel like it's so funny that that happens to some people.
Does your brain not explode when things go wrong?
I don't think so.
Because I probably chose that one.
Yeah, I kind of figured that.
Oh, man. So honestly, working closer with you helps me realize that I feel like I'm hard to navigate.
Well, I think not. I think you're very simple. It's pretty easy to know how is Emily going to react to this, that, or the other.
Okay, but the fact that, like, you would know that my reaction would be an explosion, that feels bad. It feels like I have some growing to do.
Maybe it's bad, but it's typical. Emily, I do think you're quite easy. But I feel bad for you. I feel bad that you are trapped in that brain that you have.
I know. It's funny because I was just sitting at a meeting next to another girl, and a third girl said, oh, you're a one. And then she looked on the Enneagram, and then she looked at me, and she goes, oh, you're a one too. And we both like hung our head and we're like, yes, the shame, the guilt of it all. It's heavy.
And the exhaustion, I would think.
It's tiring. Christmas is almost here. How is your shopping going? I know. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have brought it up. Some people are super easy to buy for. Some people are basically impossible. But for the special gift, for the special people that are really hard to buy for, you have to check out Canvas People. Canvas People is going to take your favorite memories, put them on a beautiful canvas, and make your home look probably way fancier than you actually are. I've said this before, but I have Canvas People products all over my house, and I think I'm kind of good at taking pictures, but they always even look better after Canvas People prints them. So now, as a special limited time offer, CanvasPeople.com is offering their popular 11 by 14 photo canvases completely free. That's right, free. They normally sell for $69.99, but for this week, you will pay nothing. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling. To get your free canvas, text SWP to 484848. You just pay shipping and handling. This offer won't last. Text SWP to 484848. That's SWP to 484848. Message and data rates may apply. Okay, so let's move on to the second quiz that I asked you to take. Which sandwich are you?
What sandwich were you?
This just goes along with how unfun. I'm a hamburger with lettuce instead of buns.
Oh.
And then after it said, LOL. So sad.
I would be happy if I got that. I always order that.
Well, I do too, but it's because it's not what I want to order. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think my sandwich is worse than your sandwich.
Okay.
Sad bologna sandwich.
Whoa.
Yes, that is sad. Sad is in the title. It says, look at your life. Look at your choices.
You so, got burned by a quiz on mine.
I know. So far, I want to shut the book on identity that I've opened.
Bologna sandwich.
But I love bologna. I don't even care. I like all weird mystery meat.
Really? What about like that head cheese? Is that what
it's
called?
Good. I've heard of it. I don't know that I've had it.
You can get it at the deli. It looks like a jello salad that's like really hardened enough to be sliced. There's like things floating in something gelatinous and it looks so disgusting. I'd be very interested to know if you would like it.
I think probably on a sandwich with mayonnaise and onions, I would love it.
Okay. Try it for me, please.
I'm heading to the deli. Gotta get some head cheese.
That's so gross. Okay. All right. So finally, the name quiz. We answered a bunch of questions and decided what should our actual name be? Is yours bad? Mine is so bad.
Oh, well, no, I don't think it's so bad. What's yours?
Willifred.
Is that a girl name?
It might not even be.
Willifred, I can't remember what was in this quiz. Do you remember?
I think she asked you questions about your personality. And then I said, you're such a Willifred.
Oh, no. We don't even know. I don't even understand what that actually means.
I don't even know, but I don't like it. I sound like I'm 95.
One of the questions that I remembered that I liked was, would you rather have, like, what kind of hands would you rather have? Feet for hands for hands, but you could only use them for clapping.
Or they're constantly in a thumbs up.
Yeah. I like the one that said, would you rather have, or I picked, would you rather have like an ape gorilla transplant hands?
You picked that?
Well, yeah, because then you still have hands.
I'd rather have hands that had mittens that you couldn't take off.
Oh, that's awful.
Well, because though people just, I mean, so then in the winter, I look completely normal. I just need to move to a cold climate and nobody knows I've got mittens for hands.
Also, if it's the winter for my gorilla hands. I also look normal because I just put on mittens, but I have 5 functioning fingers that do all the things.
Oh, I forgot that mittens have you know not having individual fingers.
Right.
I think I was thinking of gloves.
You need to go back and take the quiz again. You could have a whole different personality.
Maybe I'm not Willifred.
Well, I am Livingston.
That's so cool.
You think so?
That's like a rock star name or like a movie star.
I think it's just a white man's name.
Livingston Ordway? No, you would definitely be famous in like 5 minutes.
Okay. I'm gonna go get some head cheese, head to the courthouse, change it up.
Because you could be Liv. Liv Ordway? Stop it. What am I, Willie? Jeez.
Will.
No. Okay.
Thank you for those quizzes. That made me more confused.
Okay. Again, if you guys are interested in knowing which sandwich you are, go to the show notes and you will find those links. All right. So now let's move on to actual identity, for which you have no answer, apparently. But it's a hard topic. So you listened to the iceberg little talk.
I did.
I didn't know you were doing that. That's so sweet.
Yeah, it was fun. I like the pod. It's a good pod. And I'm not just saying that because I'm your sister.
Well.
So yeah, so the printable was fun. Got to draw all over it.
Did you think it was a pretty printable?
I thought it was a pretty printable.
Katie designed the printable, you guys. She's biased.
We collaborated.
But it was fun.
Yeah. So.
By the way, I do just have to say that I have to tell everybody that sometimes we're working on things at the same time. And so we were both working on this printable. I have the idea in my brain, but I don't exactly know how to make it pretty. But I know some things, but she knows more things than me. And she made a change that I was trying to make, but I couldn't make it work. But then all of a sudden it did work and I thought I did it and I was so proud of myself, but it was because Katie was working on it at the same time. So that was funny.
I do what I can. Just try and make you feel good. I just do stuff behind the scenes.
Look what you don't remember doing and how good it looks.
Wow. You had too much wine and forgot that you did that thing. Just kidding. You don't do that. We don't do that. So identity is the fact of being who a person is.
Yes.
That's confusing.
Well, so here's the deal. On Instagram, and I mentioned this in the thing, nobody thinks their identity answer is good enough, I think.
Yeah.
I think everybody feels like they need a better answer. And so that's why kind of the iceberg idea came to me, is because the fact is you are all the things that come to your mind at the first. And that's not bad.
Right.
But it's important to know that there's more. Because we start looking for our worth and our value from things that we aren't. Then when those things change, we go into a tailspin. Or we just kind of, maybe I'm the only one that just, my reflex is tailspin. but maybe we do other things that aren't quite as terrible. When we don't know where our actual identity is.
So, right.
Anyway, what else were your thoughts?
Well, I just feel like I'm a baby Christian. Okay. I would consider myself that.
Okay.
And so I know, because all day, every day, I have a mom hat on. All day, every day, I'm reminded that I'm a wife, you know, things like that. But I don't, like, I kind of know that I am loved and I'm not alone and that kind of stuff. And when I think of it, it feels nice, but I don't always know it in my core.
Yeah.
So when I saw the iceberg, 90%. Is the things that you can't change that really are who you are, right?
Mm-hmm.
It just feels like, yeah, but I'm a mom and I'm a wife and I'm a sister and I'm a, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Which is why I wanted the visual to show that those things are actually true, because people, that is true.
It is.
But I think when we talk about identity, we're talking about, like, where does our value come from? And you are not valuable because you are those things.
Right.
You're valuable because of other things, but it's things that are deeper and things that we don't really have anything to show to prove,
right,
that they're there.
Right.
So it can feel confusing and icky. Right.
But those things are so important.
Yeah.
What do? We just write it on the mirror every day?
I don't know. I think belief causes behavior. So if we're behaving in such a way, like for me and eating, like at the end of the day, I start eating whatever I want. Like I'm on some kind of eating competition. Like I have a have a pie eating contest with myself every night.
Yeah. Tell me more.
Not entirely sure. I've kind of lost the thread. I don't know.
You're hungry?
Why is it not 8 o'clock yet?
You were saying beliefs.
Beliefs affect our behavior. So if I believe that I am loved, and if I believe that me taking care of my body will help me to serve other people better, and it will help me to, I mean, I know enough about physical bodies. I'm a nurse. Like, I know that our hormones are affected when we have extra fat tissue on ourselves. Like, it throws everything off if I don't take care of myself. So if I believe that taking care of myself is important, then I will respond differently. But when I, so our beliefs cause our behavior. And so what we actually believe about our identity and our worth changes how we act.
Right.
So we can see what we're believing by what we're doing.
It is so tricky. It is so important to take care of yourself. But if you don't think about yourself as worth it or whatever, it just all gets lost and hairy and literally hairy. Things get bad.
Or if you think you're too important, sometimes we think that we're a way bigger deal than we actually are.
Yeah.
And that also changes stuff. Like, we can think things, like, I tend to think so much hinges on me doing X, Y, and Z that I consider, like, my sweet mother-in-law, she's like, okay, you have to tell me when you're on that plane so I can hold it up with my worrying, you know? So we sometimes think that we can worry things into right. success. I don't know. So I want to go back to the you being a baby Christian thing. Like, what about your identity in Christ? What do you think about that even? Like, that's like a major Christian-ese term that probably feels really weird.
It feels really weird to me because, okay, so just like back general background, we grew up going to church, love it, not against anything that I learned growing up, but then kind of just didn't care for a very long period of time. And then just within the last 2 years started going on my own journey and kind of trying to figure out what I thought about things.
Which I just have to press pause for a second and say, Katie did not tell me not one bit of any of this. I found out she became a Christian when she asked me about Bible tabs. I was like, do you know those go in a Bible? So confused about why you want to know about Bible tabs.
So Emily, you know, Emily loves the J-Man and been trying to get me on this side for a long time. And I don't know what it was, just resisted.
I did not talk about it all the time. Did you think
no.
I did? Okay.
No. You did for a period of time, right?
Like when I was 16, when I became a Christian and decided to like super follow Christ. Okay, so I'll just say, apparently you wrote me a letter when you were in junior high. Do you remember this?
No, you told me, but I like to pretend that this did not happen. I can't believe it happened.
Well, it's not a bad thing. Let me tell everyone. So I was helping mom clean out a closet because she was moving in our house in Arizona. The house yeah. that it was in the room that you used to live in. And I was just cleaning out and I found a letter to me. So I read it because it was to me, but it had never been sent to me. But you wrote it and you were like, enough about God. Like, I get it. Lay off. And again, so I hadn't found, so I don't know. I think you were like 10. Well, no, she had a bit older than that.
Yeah.
So maybe teens. You were in like, yeah, teens or like high school or whatever. And you just never sent it to me. You also forgot that you even wrote it. And I found it a couple years ago. I don't even remember when I found it. So I called you and I was like, hey, like, sorry about being like so annoying that teenage you had to like ask me to back off. And then.
Yeah. Well, it was a, you know, you were pumped up. I was not pumped up about it at the time. And then it kind of became a thing and something that I am so happy and proud of you for, and probably was really hard for you to do, is I said, look, cut it out. I can't with all of it. Your pressure is not going to do any good, right, at this point. And then we've had a couple conversations about it since then where you're like, man, I love you. And yeah. I really want to be able to share this with you. But the fact that you press pause, and I know that it was just for me, was really spoke volumes.
Oh, thank you. That's like so hard to do because... It's such a big, hard thing.
Right.
Well, thanks for still wanting to know me, even though I was annoying. I didn't even know what I was doing that was being annoying. So sorry for being annoying a long time ago.
Well, and sorry for everything.
Just blanket apology.
No, but it's nice. So what are we talking about?
So identity, and what's it like to be a Christian? Do you feel like anything has changed? Do you feel like what?
I feel like, well, because there was such a big... part of my life where I really didn't even think about God. I didn't think about any of it. And so now, you know, I'm trying to understand the Bible. I'm really more interested. I really love the history of it. I obviously believe in God, believe in Jesus. Trying to navigate through some, what are my beliefs? Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on. So no, I don't feel, I'm still having to remind myself of those truths and the fact that it is the truth about who I am. I'm still having to tell myself that. It's just not been a part of me for so long that it feels I'm just having to tell myself over and over again.
Yeah. Well, I have some bad news for you, or good news, depending. Right. We'll do that until we die. Yeah. Have to just be like, oh wait, now come back to like what is. And my friend in Arizona, she struggles with depression, and she said that when she was like having a hard time getting something into her brain, she would have to repeat the truth over and over, like she was learning a second language, like so slowly and so over and over, that it's that hard to get it into our brains and get it to stay there and get it to change what we think is true. And it's just, it just doesn't really get any easier, is what I want to tell you.
Well, happy to be here. Glad to be on the right path. Glad to have something to, you know, really though, but bring me back to what do I believe? Just a little bit of a guidance. And so it's nice to, nice to be here, I guess.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
I want to pause right here and tell you about Natural Red Essentials. Natural Red was started by a mom named Karen who wanted to make sure that the products she was using on her family were safe and good for them. She wasn't finding exactly what she was looking for, so she just started making it herself. Soon after that, she went through a divorce and found herself a single mom with 5 kids, ages 10 and under. And so that's when Natural Red became her full-time job. At the Thomas House, we really love Karen's products, especially the hand sanitizer and the detangler and the chapstick. The very best part is that you can use it knowing that it's all good for your family. And you know you're supporting another mom with a small business. So Karen is offering my listeners to get 15% off your order plus free shipping on orders more than $50 with code SWP. So go to naturalredessentials.com and use coupon code SWP for 15% off your order. You know what's not smart? Job sites that overwhelm you with tons of the wrong resumes. But you know what is smart? ZipRecruiter.com/SWP. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't wait for candidates to find you. ZipRecruiter finds them for you. Its powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right skills, education, and experience for your job, and actively invites them to apply, so you get qualified candidates fast. No more sorting through wrong resumes. No more waiting for the right candidates to apply. It's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/SWP. That's ZipRecruiter.com/SWP. ZipRecruiter.com/SWP. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. So, and I can take this out if you want, but what do you think was the thing that made you decide, like, hold it, I think this is the way I want to go. I want to be a Christian. Because there's not a whole, I think sometimes there's more negative things. We get more negative press sometimes than positive. So tell me why that was a choice that you made. And you said it took a couple years.
It took many, many, many years, but a couple of years of actually thinking about it repeatedly.
Were you, like, talking to God about it at that time? Were you, like, praying? Were you, what did that look like?
What do you mean, in the time where I wasn't going to church or thinking about it?
No, you said for a couple years you were, like, wrestling with it. So, like, what did the wrestling look like?
Messed around with praying a little bit, feeling that out. But mostly, you know, I had kids, and I loved growing up in church, and I wanted that for them. But I then also didn't want to only be doing it for them, because that's not a reason to do anything. I don't know. I'm so bad at talking about this. I don't know. I just felt called to be part of something.
Yeah.
Like church, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I've always, every time I go to church with you or go to church with anybody else, I just cry and cry.
I knew God was doing something, because every single time anything spiritual came up, you would cry.
Yeah.
And so I knew something was going on, but it's funny because you still really don't talk to me about it even now. And I really don't. I try not to ask too many questions.
You know, I wish I weren't that way. I just feel so very, very private about it.
That's interesting. What do you think? Is it like a fear that you're doing it wrong, or that you don't know enough? Or is
it? I think for sure that I don't know enough.
Okay.
But also, I just wonder, I don't know. It just feels so private. Not like I'm hiding it from other people that I'm Christian, but that I guess, yeah, I just don't know how to talk about it. I can't put into words the way that it makes me feel.
Okay.
Also, I really don't like for other people to feel, I'm not concerned that they're going to think I'm weird.
Okay.
Even though some Christians are weird, and I understand why they think people that are Christian are weird.
Yeah.
I don't think of myself as a weird person, but I don't like for people to feel excluded in any way. If somebody says, if I invite somebody over, I feel like I have to invite everybody over. I'm just weird. If somebody invites me somewhere, I'm like, okay, but I have other friends and I just feel like they need to be there too. I don't know what it is. I just feel like everyone needs to be included and feel good. And I know that some people don't feel good when they think about God. And so I don't like to push down anybody or
right.
Sometimes even just talk about my own beliefs because I'm like, hey, man, everything's great. Whatever you want to believe is great. And so I feel like when I talk about my own opinions, and this is on anything, I'm not an opinionated person. I don't like how opinionated people make me feel. And so I just kind of keep it to myself.
Okay. You know what's funny, though, is that I wish I was more open with my opinions. I feel like I'm like I perceive that I am concerned about hurting other people's feelings.
Yeah.
But I think I really probably do hurt people's feelings. But like there's people that are so opinionated and they just come out with these ridiculous thoughts. And I think I wish I could say that kind of stuff.
And I guess I am pretty bold with a lot of other things, aren't I?
I think so.
I don't know what it is. I'm not ashamed. I guess it's just feeling like I probably don't know enough that I wasn't Christian for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe I feel bad about that.
You think you feel guilty for that?
I think I feel guilty about like everything. So yeah, probably. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Hmm. Well, I appreciate you talking about it because I know this is definitely not private.
No, it's not.
This is being recorded?
Yeah. No, I don't mind if you leave that in. That's fine. I don't know that it was any good.
Well, here's what's helpful about it is that there is a lot of women who are Christian just because they live in America and they think that's the right thing to do. And they know nothing other than that. There is a lot of women who have these thoughts but aren't willing to say them out loud. So I know, I think there's no shame in that being where you are.
Yeah.
I do think talking about it, though, helps you know what you don't know. But I do think feeling uncomfortable about it and not wanting to talk about it is super normal.
Yeah.
So that's good.
I do. I want to be I want to be in a community group. I have tried one recently. Did not go well.
Okay.
And I do think it's important to talk to people about it, especially like-minded people, only because I'm not the kind of person to go out and try and convert anybody. I'm not here to spew my opinions on you. So I'm interested in talking to people about it, to learn things. I've just not found it here.
Yeah. Well, you did just get there.
Right.
I do think, though, it's an encouragement to people who have become Christians later to hear about people who became Christians later. So I think we have an enemy who would love us to feel ashamed of our story. And I would just encourage you not to feel like there's anything other than such good stuff to come from your story, for reals.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Yeah, just also be encouraged. The 90% of the iceberg that is on the little printable, it's just so hard to, it's hard for all of us, doesn't matter how long, to actually internalize those things and believe it.
Yeah.
It's very hard. I mean, that's why I still struggle with depression. I mean, that's believing things that aren't true, and it affects me.
Maybe, but I don't think that you can control it, right?
Right. I mean, I do. No, I agree. But like when I'm hormones are off or whatever, I head into the ditch of believing a bunch of stuff that's not true.
Yeah.
I just go there really easily, you know? And so I think anytime that we are off course, we're believing things that aren't true about us and about God. So, yeah. I use Prep to ship my house because I want to shop once, prep once, and enjoy healthy, stress-free meals all week. That's exactly what Allison promises, and that is what she delivers with her Prep Dish meal plans. Each week, I get an email, and I print one thing out, and I have my entire plan, including my grocery list. I want to tell you that since holidays are coming, Prep Dish is a great gift that you can give to someone, and it'll start going directly to their inbox. At PrepDish.com, Allison also has great resources like her favorite kitchen tools, and I've been in that kitchen. She got a lot of kitchen tools, and they are great. It was very fun to cook in her kitchen. She also just started doing party menus, so if you don't even know where to start when it comes to charcuterie boards, you know I love those. She has a Thanksgiving menu. She has cocktails and mocktails. She has party tips and hacks. Allison is a girl who knows how to entertain, so let her help you if that is not where you're strong. If you want to try out Prep Dish for 2 weeks for free, go to prepdish.com/SWP. That's prepdish.com/SWP.
So what are some of the things that you have in your 90%? What are some of the things that you need to be reminded of?
I think because I'm an Enneagram 1, and I want everything to be perfect, so a big thing is that I don't have to be perfect because Christ already was. That helps me calm the heck down.
Yeah. And that you're never going
to
be.
Yeah. Like it's a losing battle to even try to fight. It's right. Futile. You know, it's a waste of time. And I really care about using my time well. And so to try to be perfection is a waste of time. So I think also that God isn't going to, he's not angry at me. He's not disappointed in me because I feel angry and disappointed at myself. So I put that on him. And I think that that's from him and it's not from him.
Right.
Also, my friend Elisa Keaton always says, like, God's not in a bad mood. I think I love that. Because I kind of think he is, because look how far behind I am, or, you know, my pants don't fit. He's got to be mad about that. Oh, nope, it's just me.
And I don't really matter so much.
Yeah. So anyway, I think that those are some of the things, is that he's not in a bad mood, he's not mad at me, and I don't have to be perfect. And, you know, that there's no condemnation from, like, I'm not condemned. We're fine. I'm fine.
Yeah.
That's just a hard one for me. What about you? What did you put?
Just that I'm not alone and that I'm good. Good news.
Good news. I love the idea of just kind of reading the Bible, reading like a chapter or a passage and figuring out what does this say about who I am? And then just kind of reading to figure out what he says about us, because that's more true than what we believe.
Yeah. Good.
I'm glad we've solved this.
Have we? Okay. So moving along.
Yeah. So now we're going to do a segment called, I'm sorry, what?
I love it. I'm so excited.
And it is just dumb things that we are seeing in the news that are hard to believe.
Okay.
What do you have?
I do have something that is a video. And so I want to show you the video.
Okay. Okay. So is it a tiny cup? Is it a pipe? Did he say?
This is what I can't figure out. It's called the Bripe. Look it up on Amazon. This is how I found it.
Bripe.
Right. It's $69. Well, you can look it up on Amazon, but you're really not going to be able to tell. I can't tell what's happening. Is he drinking it? He looks like he's smoking it.
No, yeah. It's a coffee brew pipe kit.
But didn't it look like he was smoking it?
Yeah, it's a pipe.
There's a little bit of coffee in a cup, and then he smokes it.
But then he acts like he's like drinking great espresso, but he's actually smoking the coffee.
This is very weird. But after everything you've been through.
On a summit.
You deserve it.
Smoke some coffee.
This guy, if you don't look it up.
Please look it up and please read. Please watch this man. And
he's
his bright.
Very tan. Very weathered and leathered.
After everything he's been through.
He's been through a lot. And he's got long, long hair.
Wow.
On a summit, smoking a pipe of coffee.
That is so interesting. Okay, so it's the Bripe is the ultimate coffee device. So interesting.
Confusing.
Well, thank all you right. for that. Now I know what to get you for Christmas.
I'm sorry, what? The Bripe.
Okay, so my I'm sorry, what is... Okay, so Fashion Week. I think it happens in France or in New York. Wherever they're... Oh, I think it's New York Fashion Week.
Yeah, New York.
Okay, thanks. What they were wearing this year is Teva. It's not Teva's, the sandals. Teva's with white socks. So black sandals with white socks are what's happening in New York fashion shows.
This is happening in my garage sometimes. I need to get the mail.
Yes. Step into your car and out into the world with that outfit, because that is hot right now. What okay. is going on?
I wonder if Connecticut's going to catch on to this faster than Texas, since I'm closer.
So ridiculous. I think Tevas in general are so gross.
Now, you said it's not the shoe that you were talking about.
No, you don't say Teva. I always thought it was Teva. It's T-E-V-A, but it's Teva, I think. That's Teva. How you say it.
You've now said it three times. You have said Teva, Teva, Teva.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand how to say it. I don't like the sandal. I don't like them with white socks. But it's funny because I love Chacos. Hardcore. But to me, those are super cute. Tevas are ugly.
Oh. I went to school with a girl named Treva. Okay. Does that help?
Yes, that helps me a lot. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. So you try it. You try it first. Let's see if it takes off.
Well, the problem is my Chacos all have a toe loop, so I can't wear them with socks.
You could do it. Push it in there.
Ew.
Thin socks.
Ew.
Dress socks. It's going to be great.
I don't like it. So anyway, that is our what's going on with people. I have one more, actually. This is very sad. This week, two travel bloggers, they were taking pictures, and they fell to their deaths in Yosemite. They fell in to, it looked like the Grand Canyon behind them, but obviously it wasn't. They died just to get a great picture for the gram.
That's awful. Were the cameras recovered?
Well, I mean, there was a picture of them in front of it, but I don't know how. Yeah, someone must have taken the picture and then they fell right in.
Or they got pushed in.
But why does it have to be a conspiracy? I think they just got too close.
I was just trying to make it more fun. Murder mystery style.
Okay. Now it's a crime podcast. Maybe we'll turn this into a documentary. No, I don't know. It's so sad, though. It's not worth it. The things we do for social media are not worth it.
Not worth it. Don't dress your dog up. Don't fall off a cliff.
But do put your kid in a pumpkin. I am dying to see more kids in pumpkins.
Oh, so stinky.
I know, but cute. I just never did that with my kids, and I'm regretting it.
Should have done it. Kids love the inside of a cold, wet pumpkin.
That makes every baby happy. I know. Yeah. Oh, man. Okay.
Can we go do Killing Me Softly, Giving Me Life, please?
Yes. Let's do it.
Killing Me Softly is cricket spiders. You know, I've got a new creature.
For those of you who have not been listening to Struggling Sisters, every Killing Me Softly, Katie, since she's moved to New England, to apparently very rural, bug-infested area.
It's true.
Every Killing Me Softly has to do something with a live, gross insect.
These are brand new information to my eyes. They are awful. I called them a cricket spider before I knew that it was actually called a cricket spider because it's exactly what it looks like. It looks like, up close, a shrimp with cricket legs. So at first I thought it was a spider and I stomped on it. And then I'm like, man, it has thick legs like a frog, like meaty thighs.
Ew.
Yeah. So I was like, that's disgusting. Then I saw another one the same day. I saw four in one day yesterday. You know, what is happening? And yeah, I was like, no, there's not eight legs. So this is something different. It looks like a cricket. I'm going to Google it. Cricket spider. They said their defense is that they jump at whatever is scaring them. So don't go examine it because they will jump in your face.
Oh my gosh. That sounds terrible.
It's sick. So four yesterday.
Four of them.
Yeah.
Have they jumped at you?
No. I'm good.
Okay. What is killing me softly right now is all the candy around when I'm trying to make good food choices.
Yes.
Really, the only ones that bother me, Almond Joy, Mounds, Twix, Kit Kat. If it's not those four, I really don't care.
Snickers?
Yeah, I really don't care. That's like a last ditch. Like, I'm really struggling hard if I'm going to eat a Snickers. I mean, I like them, but those other ones, I almost have no defenses for them. They fly in my mouth faster than I can even sometimes open the wrapper. Sometimes I eat them wrapped. I'm just kidding.
Oh, no. This is a problem. So, have you bought those candies to give out?
I have not purchased any candies.
Where are you seeing these candies?
My children are bringing them home. I am eating them when they're not looking.
You're eating candy on your unnamed meal plan?
My special meal plan, I'm eating candy. But that's what's killing me softly is that it's everywhere and I don't have the willpower for those four candies.
I'm so sorry.
Thankfully, Almond Joy's amounts are kind of rare.
You're right.
But my kids know me enough to know if they get that, they just give them to me. Because they know I love them.
It's nice and mean.
It's nice mean. Yep.
Nice mean. I just want to say that I'm on Whole 30, day 10, and I've not eaten one single cheat anything.
Way to go, man.
Yeah, girl. I'm going to Hawaii.
Yes, that's so good.
I don't have any choice. I want those things.
Yeah.
I will not. Until Thanksgiving, I will not.
Way to go. I love it. Okay, so what is giving you life?
Baked in Vermont is a show on Food Network.
Okay.
I love cooking shows. I have not watched a cooking show in a long time because we don't have cable. But I stole my family's login, the family members that have cable.
Yes.
I got this show, watched it while I was folding laundry. She's funny.
Okay.
She's baking things. She's like our age, maybe. She's like cool.
I love that you say our age because we have 6 years age difference and you're way cooler than me. So I appreciate being lumped into that. So thank you. Continue.
You're welcome. And her age is confusing to me. I can't tell if she's my age or your age, though I said our age.
So good. All right.
But it's a good show. Watch it.
Baked in Vermont.
Baked in Vermont. She made so many cool things. She put instant potatoes inside of her cinnamon rolls because it helps it be soft.
Okay, so in the cinnamon roll, like, while she's mixing it up. I thought you meant, like, she carved a little. Like, the best part of the cinnamon roll, the middle, that's gone. Replace with potatoes.
Oh, sick. No. Okay. I would not endorse that show.
Okay.
What is giving you life?
Okay, so I bought a gigantic grown-up onesie for, I said it was for Halloween, but it's really forever. And it's a bumblebee, so it's black. With three yellow, you know, stripes across the middle. But what I love is the hood has little antenna that stick up. And then the tail is a tiny little yellow stinger. It's so cute.
This is the best day of your life. And I'm so happy that you shared this with me.
Yes. So go get one at Target if you want.
Right. I need a picture of that.
Okay. And it's black. So it's very, what's that word? When it makes you look thinning. Flattering. Yeah. It's very flattering.
It makes you look thinning.
Makes me look like my hair is thinning. No.
This is not great.
It's flattering. So anyway. All right, guys. Well, this has been the Identity Struggling Sisters. I hope that you know who you are now.
I sure don't.
Katie doesn't. I am a bumblebee. We're more confused than we were when we started. Okay, guys, so I wanted to just recap a little bit. If you're interested in knowing any of the things we talked about, they're in the show notes at strugglewellproject.com/podcast. If you want the identity printables and the iceberg printable that we were talking about, go to strugglewellproject.com/identity. So I think something great to take away and possible ways to struggle well this week is, as Katie was talking about kind of places in her story that she maybe just feels a little bit bad about, it made me kind of think of a doctor or like a chiropractor and how we hold tension in different places, like in our backs or our shoulders or our neck or whatever. And so I think that in our stories, there's some tension at different places and we need to bring those to the Lord because he knows a way out of that. He restores everything. If we are feeling bad about something and kind of hiding it from people or maybe hiding it even from our own selves, we won't really let ourselves look at it. It's an area that we're missing God being able to restore things. Does that make sense? I think we all have those places that we're uncomfortable about and we don't necessarily want to have a look at. But maybe this week we struggle well by realizing that even that is not too big for God. And that might be one of the main places that your story is able to bring him glory if you would just talk about it. I mean, I gotta be honest, the fact that motherhood was the hardest, most unenjoyable, terrible thing that I had ever had happen to me, that is not something I wanted to tell people about. But it's resulted in this really fun podcast adventure where I talk about it very publicly. And now it's actually not the torture that it used to feel like it was to me. So there's been growth in me, and by God's grace, there's been growth in other people. So I don't know, what could that be for you? I think another way to struggle well this week would be to try on some socks with sandals, because that's apparently the new thing coming around the bend. I would rather not do that. Okay, so for those of you who are super fired up about this Struggle Well project and you want to be a part of our identity recap in the closed Facebook group that we're going to do on November 29th, you just need to be supporting the show for $1 a month or more. You may support the show for $1,000 a month. We are not picky. But go to patreon.com/strugglewellproject. That'll get you in the Facebook group. It'll get you access to the Struggling Sisters show. There's a bunch of different tiers. So you go there, you pick your level, and you'll get to get in the Facebook group where there's a lot of activity and fun stuff going on all the time, but then especially once a month when we do the recap. Also, when you do your Christmas shopping, use the show's affiliate link. It really helps me cover the costs of making this show. The affiliate link is amazon.com/shop/strugglewellproject. You'll know you're in the right place because you'll see my face on there. I can tell you that just this morning, I did all of my Christmas shopping and I'm so excited. And I used my own show's affiliate link. So thank you, me. You're welcome, girl. Don't forget to join me on social media at Struggle Well Project. It's not just me there though.
You'll be joining a gaggle of other women just like you who are working on this struggle well project called life. I'm going to pray for us. Lord, our identity is a big, hairy, confusing topic. I'm so sure that it is a lot simpler than we make it. Lord, this week, would you please impress upon us like the one place in our stories where we're holding shame? And would you just pry open our hands and help us release it, because that is not from you. God, would you help us remember that you are not in a bad mood? You are not disappointed in us. We may have really messed up, but you are not surprised. You knew what you were dealing with. God, would you help our walk with you be lighter and more joyful? Thank you, God, for my sweet sister and all the things that you are doing in her life. In Jesus' name, amen.